Staying on the UK election, while the major parties have to focus attention on Britain's exit from the European Union, the newly formed Women's Equality Party has other ideas. Harini Iyengar is a representative of the party. Wire correspondent Rob Osborne asked Harini how her party differs from others.
We're a radical force in British politics. We're the fastest growing party in the country. We were only set up in July 2015 and we've already got over 65,000 members and supporters. We stood in our very first elections in May 2016, which was the Greater London Assembly elections, and I was one of the candidates. 9 months after being set up, we got over 5.2% of the vote, and this is our first general election campaign, and again, we're expecting to outdo everyone's expectations of us.
On the hustings, you spoke of using a gender lens to analyse issues. Could you give me a couple of examples of that approach?
Thank you. That's a very good question. The Women's Budget Group has been pioneering this approach. I first joined that organisation about 15 years ago because one of my specialisms as a barrister is equal pay. And applying the gender lens is now coming to the mainstream. We look at all policies across all policy areas and we look at the impact on women. And now that's starting to be expanded to look at the impact on specific groups. So to give an example, we've had a series of austerity cuts in the United Kingdom by the coalition government of Liberal Democrats and Conservatives, and then latterly by the Conservative government, supposedly to save money by rearranging the benefit system. And £86 out of every £100 cut has come directly from women's pockets, in contrast to certain tax breaks being given, which have benefited the best paid elite men.
Can I ask you about a debate that I recall from a few years ago? What would be your response to the suggestion that each constituency elect two representatives, a woman and a man? Would that ensure that women's perspectives were represented in Parliament?
That's an interesting suggestion, but it's not our policy. We've already debated the electoral system at our first party conference, and it's now Women's Equality Party policy that we should move away from a first-past-the-post electoral system to a system of proportional representation. And research from all around the world shows that first-past-the-post systems particularly exclude women and minorities.
And finally, the most important, the central issue in this election for you?
I want to be the Women's Equality Party's first MP, and I think I could do a fantastic job for the people of Vauxhall. So the central question for me is whether the base of support that we know we have in Vauxhall is going to have the courage to do something different and really to take their power in their hands when they put that X on the ballot paper to really change the political debate in the UK by electing me on the 8th of June.
Harini Iyengar, representative of the Women's Equality Party, ending that report by The Wire's correspondent in London, Rob Osborne.